WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card rocks on her Lins and Ward in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store, because our hashtag Epic Partners. The road to WrestleMania is here. The final stop was the Elimination Chamber, which we'll talk about on Thursday on the Rack. Now it's all full steam ahead. 6 more weeks, and we're there. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the fallout from Elimination Chamber and the road to WrestleMania, guys. Wrestling Christmas is on its way, and it's shaping up to be a show.
It is the show of shows, the biggest of them all, and Monday Night Raw open with Sami freaking Zayn on the show. He came out to a huge ovation for the capacity crowd on hand, and he thanked the crowd for all everything they've done. He said that the one that came to in front of attitude is everything he's thinking about with all his feelings is gratitude. He said the fans have no idea what the ovations he's received mean to him, and they were chanting, "You deserve it." Zayn said he also feels guilty because of coming so close to the storybook ending and then, well, letting everyone down and falling short. Been a couple days, and he realizes that the story is never over here. He said they're just entering the final chapter of this story. He needs to talk to someone. He talks to Kevin Owens. Calls out Kevin Owens. Sami had so much to say, but couldn't remember anything he really wanted to say, except for he was sorry. Also, thank you. He goes, let's be honest, things have gotten a little messy. He added there, he knew there were some things that may not be coming any back from. One thing Owens wants to do is take down the bloodline, and so does Sami Zayn, but, you know, he needs help to do it. He couldn't do it on his own. Kevin couldn't do it on his own, but they should do it together. Kevin didn't need an apology from Sami or even his gratitude. He said he didn't even do what he did at the chamber for Sami. He did it for his own family and for Sammy's family. Owen said his family had to watch him get beaten down by the bloodline, and as Sami just watched it happen. He didn't want Sami's family to watch that beating. Owen said he's been fighting the bloodline for months on his own, and as far as he's concerned, that's fine, and that's the way he's going to keep fighting them. Because after Survivor Series, he said he was done with Sami Zayn. That's what he means. He goes, if you need help taking down the bloodline, just ask your buddy Jay.
Ooh.
So we're not there yet. We're back together.
They're kissing and making up. It's a little awkward right now, but they're kissing and making up. Right
Sammy,
now.
Sammy's putting out he's putting out the feelers. Hey, you wanna? And Ken was like, nah, not yet. He ain't ready.
Nah. Still good. Still working on it.
So as Sami was leaving, he got jumped by Baron Corbin.
Of all people.
You know, Baron Corbin, who got interrupted last week because of Sami's promo, and the last person to beat Roman Reigns. So he beat down Sami Zayn during the picture-in-picture. He gets back in the ring, any, you know, blast Sammy for doing that and for what happened with the interruption, and also mentioning he beat Roman Reigns. Corbin said it all by saying Reigns would destroy Sammy in front of his own family, and that's what, and his friends, that's what actually happened. The crew was holding him back. Corbin said the same story is over and called him a complete and utter failure. And there was, he mentioned something about his family, and then Pierce is like, all right, go. And he let Sammy loose, created a match between Sammy and Corbin, which Sammy would end up winning.
This was all really, really good. This was all absolutely fantastic. I do want to say this. I'll say it again on Thursday. But I feel like there is a failure on a lot of people's parts, and I know people are disappointed about Saturday. I know all of us wanted a different outcome. But I feel like there needs to be an acknowledgement from all of us that are in the know, somewhat, or not really, but all of us that are at least aware that there was a plan. There is a plan. The plan has always been Cody versus Roman. As much as we love Sammy, as much as we wanted Sammy to win, it wasn't going to happen. A lot of us walked in with that expectation. Would it have been cool? Yes. Would have been exceptionally cool. But as Sammy said, the story's not over, and win, lose, or draw, Sami Zayn got made on Saturday. Sammy is a star. Sammy will continue to be a star. So let's all just calm down, because I think this period leading into WrestleMania will do more for him than winning a title that he's going to lose in 40-something days.
So there was that.
But this was fantastic. I love that we're having Sammy and Kevin sort of feel each other out. I'm curious to see what happens with Sammy and Jay, because my one thing, the other thing I want to bring up, and I'll bring it up again on Thursday, is in the year of our Lord 2023, where Twitter clips and TikToks and Instagrams and all the things, right, where there is literally instant clips of things that happen, I will be curious to see if one can consult those or not, because it always amazes me, especially in things like professional wrestling, that somebody doesn't go back and watch what happened, because it's instantaneous that it's there, and see what actually happened.
No one does that.
Like, just do the fourth, because I think they actually did do the fourth wall break, because, and it was Sammy that did it, where he's like, of course you saw it, it was on TV.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see, but, like, I'm curious to see how they're going to do the Jay stuff.
So Byron Saxon's talking to Rhea and Dominic. He asked Rhea about them losing at Elimination Chamber. Rhea pointed out that to her, Phoenix is the real deal afterwards, and that she's going to look, she's looking forward. She's done with that for now. Saxon asked Rhea about her WrestleMania opponent Charlotte and losing to her past WrestleMania. Rhea said everyone can see that she is now the best in WWE. She doesn't make the same mistake twice, and she will come out of WrestleMania as the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Saxon wants to know what happens when they meet face to face. Rhea said he'd have to watch SmackDown to find out. Dom said his father has a match on SmackDown, so he intends to go with Rhea to SmackDown this Friday. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, he was messing with them, what, for Valentine's Day as well? So, yep.
So we'll see what happens on SmackDown. Austin Theory is interviewed by Kathy Kelly. He talked about beating five people at Elimination Chamber and doing just what he said he would. And he, you know, the headline should be about him, but it's not. It's about John Cena returning to Raw in 2 weeks. Theory said he loves that he gets to beat Edge in Crappity Canada tonight, and he will never lose his championship because he is the forever champion. More on Austin Theory in a bit. Mustafa Ali beat Dolph Ziggler. Quick little match. Mustafa finally got a win.
Yay, Mustafa finally gets a win!
He celebrated like it was the biggest thing ever. So here we are. Kathy is once again backstage, and she's interviewing The Miz, who was too busy with Maryse. Kathy interrupted them, and Maryse brought a gift to Miz, and Miz, it was an envelope, but it was something special inside, and Miz was ecstatic over it was, and Kathy's trying to find out what the gift was, and Miz said he would save for himself as a world-renowned journalist to announce it on Monday Night Raw next week. Then she brought up Seth Rollins to him. Miz said he was happy that Rollins was put in his place by his former protege Logan Paul last Saturday at Elimination Chamber. Miz took credit for Logan's success and said the gift Maryse gave him made all his dreams come true. So Miz is very happy with whatever it is, so we'll see what it is.
We'll see how it goes. Like, this was all really, really good.
Nice tease. Kathy and Miz have great chemistry.
They do. They really, really do.
Cody Rhodes comes out, greeted by the fans in Ottawa. So he goes, so what are you? And then, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Heyman's on the screen, wearing a neck brace and holding the two championships on his shoulders. Cody wanted to know where Paul was. Paul's like, I'm backstage, but Cody's like, come on out. And Paul's like, no, I was mauled by a Kodiak and was subject to miserable Canadian healthcare, pointed the neck brace, and should have been a celebratory weekend for the tribal chief, but it ended with a tragedy because, you know, what happened to the wise man. And then he mentioned to Cody that he can't beat Roman Reigns. He talked about the hypothetically about if in fact Cody could beat Roman at WrestleMania in question, what his life would be like. He would be in indentured servitude. He said it would be Cody on beating Reigns, and it won't happen, but if it did, Cody would be on the road 200 days per year, defending the championship, 50 days doing the red carpet events. And then you keep adding dates, promoting things like Royal Rumble and Survivor Series and Money in the Bank and WrestleMania and all these things, all the media they got to do. And then, you know, mentioned doing, there's like 20 days for doing interviews on Spike or Skype or Zoom, whatever it is these days. I like how he confused Spike and Skype. That made me chuckle.
That was funny.
Heyman said Cody would only be home for roughly 60 days per year, and he said Dusty Rhodes lived that life, and when he was home, he truly never was actually home. Heyman asked Cody if that's what he wants for his wife and child. He also mentioned something about his brother Dustin, and who said the same thing, that, you know, when his father was home, he was never truly home. Heyman said that Cody probably expected him to say something vile, such as how Roman would keep Cody's wife warm while he's not there. And Heyman said he wouldn't do that because Roman Reigns is a married man. But I'm not. He added,
Paul. I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. Heyman, sir, no. She whoop your ass. Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
He said that Cody would find out at WrestleMania his dreams would become his own personal nightmare. Cody was frustrated by this. Cody said, you're great, Roman, but I've seen this play before. Do not send this man again. Meaning Heyman. He said they'll probably meet face to face soon, and he will tell him that he's the best champion in all of sports, but it doesn't change a damn thing. I have to finish the story. I have to beat you at WrestleMania. Good. Nice follow-up to what they've been building before. Nothing as telling as what we've heard before, but this was a nice, let's continue the story.
I enjoyed this. I thought this was very good. The one thing that I have to admire is Paul Heyman not shaving for the last 3 days to sell the fact that he's in a neck brace.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a small little thing, but I applaud it nonetheless because it was a great little detail because he's looking all a little scraggly because, you know, he's in this neck brace situation. Paul Heyman saying that, no, he would never do that with Roman's wife, but he'd do it with Cody's is just, oh, no, that is a bad Paul Heyman. He was married, but anyway.
I guess he's not married anymore.
I guess he's not married anymore. Or for the sake of the story, he's not married. But this was really, really good. I will say Cody does have some big shoes to fill. Like, it's coming out of the feud with Sammy. And what happened with Sammy? Cody has some work cut out for him.
He does.
Because he's going to have to top what happened with Sammy. And it's going to be very, very difficult to do. I would like to see them not hit the Dusty Rhodes stuff as hard. Like, it was good the first time they did it, but I don't want them to continue to go back to that as much.
That's just me. That's Heyman's crutch. We'll see what Roman's crutch is when he finally gets to speak about it.
Yeah.
Asuka would beat Nikki Cross. Saw a little match ahead.
This was fun. No complaints.
You had Bianca watching on from ringside, and then they pointed at each other. And then, you know, you saw Asuka choking on, or bringing up some blue mist as she stared down Bianca Belair. We had Carmella backstage. She was interviewed by Kathy Kelly, who asked if she considered her path to WrestleMania. Carmella spoke about owning a receipt to Asuka, and so we'll see what happens there, which means we heard that it will be a match between Carmella and Asuka next week on Monday Night Raw. Kathy would then go speak to Seth Rollins and brought up Logan Paul. Rollins said Paul has ruined his WrestleMania plans 3 times now. Rollins said the joke is on Paul. He said he would find Paul and hurt him. And since Paul isn't at Raw, he's going to take it all out on the man who takes credit for his success, The Miz. It's good stuff all around.
Very good stuff. Very entertaining.
MVP called Lesnar a coward. He said Lesnar realized he couldn't escape the Hurt Lock, so he got himself disqualified. And next week, they're laying out a challenge. Omos wants Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Please, God, no. Please, 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 please. I'm begging you. No offense to anybody involved in this scenario, but no, please, no. I don't want it. I'll do respect, but I don't want it.
Seth Rollins and Miz had a good match, with Miz taking the defeat after being stomped after stomped after stomped by Seth freaking Rollins.
Miz is like the man of the night tonight. Like, he just did so well in everything that he did, but it's the Miz. I will sing his praises to the heavens, because I swear to God, he is the most versatile performer they have. There is very little he cannot do for them. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely incredible. But yeah, no, this was fantastic. I enjoy this immensely. Like, Seth and Miz have great chemistry, and they work well in the ring together.
So Adam Pearce made it official that Carmella will have the match against Asuka. And then Pearce got a phone call from Chelsea Green, who is not in Ottawa, Canada, but Ottawa, Illinois. And she wants Pearce to make it right. And, well, they're going to be in Michigan, so that's in the States. You'll be fine. And he couldn't hear her and hung up on her.
The best part of this was when Pierce checks his watch, and he's not wearing a watch.
Yeah, that was good. Gable and Otis were checking themselves out. Bronson Reed showed up and set up a match between the two of them, which saw Bronson Reed beat Chad Gable. Quick little match.
It was a quick little match. It was good. We're seeing the evolution of Gable as we speak.
Elias was in the ring. He was hoping Rick Boogs was taking notes backstage, because you should see what a star is all about. Boogs was. Because Elias is a star and a legend, and he wants to walk with Elias at WrestleMania. Bobby Lashley came out. He beat up on Elias.
Promptly beat up on Elias, too.
Left him laying. Lashley said everyone has a plan until he applies the Hurt Lock. He said he put Brock in the move, and he had to resort to a low blow. Lashley said no one in the locker room breaks the Hurt Lock, including Brock Lesnar, Elias, or Bray Wyatt. Lashley said no one will disrespect him, and he'll put them down if they do.
I don't know how I feel about the feud with Bray. I need to see what they do, because Lashley is a very unexpected opponent for Bray, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I'm just, he would be the last person that I really would have thought of for Bray, especially considering who all's on the roster and who all's really available for Bray to take on.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that it would be someone else other than other than Bobby Lashley, but here we are.
See what happens on Friday on SmackDown when the Firefly Funhouse is back.
Yay.
It's time for Ding Dong. Hello. Bayley hosts her talk show with Dakota Kai and Io Sky. Bayley asked Kai and Sky how it felt to be the greatest women's tag team champions of all time, and Dakota credited Bayley for her guidance and boasted how they've been champions for well over 100 days. She ran through some of the teams they have beaten along the way, and they would dominate for another 100 and another 100 after that. This brought out Becky Lynch. She talked about how the titles are getting dusted because it's been so long since they defended them. Becky said she wants to take the tag team titles to WrestleMania. Bayley asked if Becky was going to team with her daughter, and while the world isn't ready for that level of awesomeness, she said she had someone else in mind. This brought out Lita to the ring. Bayley was trying to stir the pot, bringing up how they were opponents before, and well, Becky's already apologized, and Lita was cool, and everything was fine. Lita said she wanted a fifth title run, but if she can't get the title against Becky, they should team up and walk into WrestleMania as tag team champions. Lita officially challenged Dakota and Io for a tag team title match, and Bayley was like, you guys haven't done enough to earn it. And then Becky's like, well, I'm this and this, I've done this. And Lita's done this. She's a 5-time champion or whatever it is, 4-time champion.
She's a Hall of Famer.
She's a Hall of Famer. She's done everything. Lita said if like Dakota and Io are the greatest champions, then they should want to prove it. Becky then named the question whether were they afraid. Bayley would then eventually accept for both women. They took the belts from them, held them up in the air, and here we go. We get Becky and Lita taking on Io and Dakota next week on Monday Night Raw.
I'm down. I'm here. Let's do this. It will be fantastic. This was very, very good. I enjoyed this quite a bit. It was interesting because I think somebody else was supposed to be a part of this and they ended up not using her. So,
which means you may get her next week.
Yeah, he may have her roll up next week as the third for Lita and Becky.
It may just be time to rock and roll. With the keys to the... Anyway, Candice...
I'm sure it'll be very stratifying.
See, I was trying to do other subtle hints, and you're just gonna...
No. I'm just gonna go for it.
Candice was interviewed by Byron backstage and asked for an update on Johnny. He's banged up, but he'll be fine. She then ran and found Nikki, and Candice asked Nikki why she's been following her all around. She has a match against Piper next week, and said she couldn't concentrate on that match and cross... At the same time, Candice really wants to know why. Nikki said something very quietly, and then Ray said that to Saxon, because he asked, that she said all of her friends are gone and now she's all alone. And she also mentioned Johnny will be back. So, is Nikki losing her sanity and needs to find it because all her friends are gone?
All her friends are missing.
Or is Candace, going to become her friend?
Candace could adopt her.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right, main event time. Austin Theory Edge for United States Championship. Really good main event match between the two men. Austin Theory would pick up the win and retain his title, defeating Edge, after Finn Balor interfered and helped him hit the A-Town Down on Edge for the 1-2-3. After the match, Finn Balor hit not one, not two, but three coup de grâces and stood over the Rated R Superstar to end Monday Night Raw.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. I'm exceptionally surprised and pleased that they gave us Edge versus Austin Theory for the title for free, because that was honestly a pay-per-view quality match. It was very well done. It was very good. Edge and Austin have wonderful chemistry together. They really do. They were working very, very, very well together. I like the injection of Finn in at the end, showing that the feud with Edge is not done, that we're going to Mania with it. Like, there were so many nice things in this. This was really the perfect way to end Monday Night Raw. They started hot, they ended hot-ish. So yeah, I like where we're going with this.
Mm-hmm. So, that was Raw?
That was Raw. Like, I enjoyed this. It was a good fallout to Elimination Chamber. We got some answers, but not all the answers. They addressed, obviously, the elephant in the room, which is the whole Sami Zayn stuff, and kind of what happened there, and we have a story moving forward that will carry through to SmackDown, so we'll have to see how that goes.
We will. Next week's Raw should be good, as we're building all the matches for WrestleMania. You kind of have a direction. You kind of see everything where it's going. We just got to get there. But we got to talk about Elimination Chamber before that, and we'll do that Thursday night on The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, Elimination Chamber recaps. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, around like 9:30, will be Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. News and the all-time greatest will continue this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. On Facebook, on Twitter and Instagram, it's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have that Amazon Prime chat, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact. And, you know, if you're looking to check out my Genshin Impact content, you can go over to youtube.com/@@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTube. My 3.5 live stream reaction video is finally live, despite the copyright claim. So if you want to see the delayed reaction to 3.5 and everything that's coming, you can check that out over on my YouTube channel. I also have a reaction to the trailer and many other things. So go to youtube.com/@@LynnsWard. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. Follow the Twitch channel, too. Thank you.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. youtube.com/MBG1211. We will see you Thursday night for our Elimination Chamber review on The Rack, and right back here every single Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Right here. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.